Israel has rejected as grossly distorted South Africa's accusations at the International Court of Justice in The Hague that it was committing genocide against the Palestinian population in Gaza. In the second of a keenly watched two-day hearing, Israeli lawyers called on the court to dismiss South Africa's case, saying it would leave Israel defenceless against Hamas attacks. We heard yesterday South Africa lay out its case. In today's opening submissions, Israeli lawyer Tal Becker accused South Africa of misrepresenting the conflict.
The entirety of its case hinges on a deliberately curated, decontextualized, and manipulative description of the reality of current hostilities. South Africa purports to come to this court in the lofty position of a guardian of the interest of humanity. But in delegitimizing Israel's 75-year existence in its opening presentation yesterday, that broad commitment to humanity rang hollow.
Also on behalf of Israel, Dr. Galit Raguan said Hamas had put the Palestinian population at risk.
Despite Israel's efforts to mitigate harm, there is no question that many civilians in Gaza are suffering as a result of the war that Hamas began. While Israel is seeking to minimize civilian harm, Hamas is doing everything in its power to use the civilian population and civilian infrastructure for its own protection, thwarting humanitarian efforts aimed at alleviating the distress of the civilian population.
Well, now let's talk to Suzanne Lynch, who is Chief Brussels Correspondent with Politico. She's in The Hague this lunchtime. Suzanne, thank you for talking to us. We heard something there of the Israeli response to this charge laid by South Africa. But on what grounds is Israel meeting the South African allegations?
Yeah, so it was a strong presentation by the Israeli team today after yesterday's presentation by South Africa. And unsurprisingly, they argued that they have been acting in self-defense, effectively. They said that the South African case was unwarranted, it was prejudicial, and they said it was really Hamas who was engaging in a genocidal act. So it very much focused on this. Like the hearing yesterday, it also presented, you know, visual imagery, for example, a lot of evidence about the hostages that are have been taken and still remain in Gaza, etc. So very strong kind of rebuttal by Israel on this issue, but basically arguing that it was Hamas that should be in the dock effectively and that they are acting in self-defense.
There are two aspects, two parts to the South African case, as I understand it, Suzanne. There is this genocide allegation, but there's also a call by South Africa for the court to order an immediate cessation of the military action in Gaza. Now what did Israel have to say about that?
Yeah, this is one of the more interesting aspects of this case that could really have an impact in the next few weeks, and that is the fact that South Africa wants the court to step in effectively and introduce some kind of a pause in the war. But Israel rejected the grounds on which South Africa argued for this. South Africa argued that these provisional measures need to be put in place and that could lead to a pause in the war. Now, Israel went through these measures and basically argued that they would, if they were put in place, that Israel would not be able to defend itself against what it sees as a security threat, in continuing security threat posed by Hamas. It also argued that suspending military operations in any way would give Hamas more time to build back up its capabilities. So this is what it argued there. And it also made an argument throughout that about the jurisdiction, saying that it sees itself as a rules-based democracy and that any of these issues will be dealt with itself within Israel, within its own court system.
So what then happens next?
Well, we do expect to next week hear some kind of update on this, some provisional judgment, particularly on this issue of the provisions and potential for pause. And then, but a final ruling, if you like, could be much later.
And meanwhile, the United States still standing four square behind Israel.
Very much so. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just wrapped up a tour of the Middle East, and he really has dismissed this action bias at Africa. So obviously the US reputation, if you like, is tied in with the outcome of this. They've been a very strong and continue to be a very strong supporter of Israel in this war. But huge protests by both sides, a very emotive issue. And I think the outcome will be very closely watched.
Very good. Suzanne Lynch from Politico in The Hague. Thank you for talking to us. After the break, we'll be hearing from a County Derry postmaster who was caught up in the UK's post office scandal.
Hi, Theresa Mannion here with a